Thank you, Mr. Announcer. Day number two, our final day wrapping up this incredibly important, successful Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. Every year we say that, but every year it's true. This year may be more true than ever before and more important than ever before, and we'll talk about that again today. We did talk about it yesterday, and it's been talked about up here on the island, and that is that Michigan, where most of us, and I throw myself in this mix, thought we were like in the middle among our 50 states in this great country, in the middle on all these different areas. And then we find out the truth of the matter is we're at the bottom or near the bottom. And it's very disconcerting, to say the least, and we need to do something about it. We can't just keep talking about it. We can't get hats like we did when we solved mass transit trouble. I think I still have that hat. It's probably worth a lot of money now. But we're going to talk about a lot of different things today and with some very good people, starting right off with a guy we like very much, who's always fair and always works with both sides of the aisle. And he's gone out of his way supporting Michigan in a variety of jobs. And he's leaving this job now. Gary Peters, of course, is the Democrat senator that we've always enjoyed having on. And I can't think of a better guy to talk about a quest for common ground here than Senator Peters' bipartisan focus during your entire career.
Well, thank you, Paul W. Yeah, I believe that's the way to do it, that you got to find common ground, because the best solutions are usually solutions from both sides that come together, that no one has a monopoly on good ideas, and how do we do that? And it's also lasting. It's not going to change depending on the whims of a new administration coming in changing it up. It gives you some stability and good public policy.
And I'll tell you what, Congressman Peters, you've worked on some really important projects that will live on forever for 50 years, we hope. You have secured a long-term future for Selfridge Air National Guard Base. That has been a problem for a very long time, and we've been very concerned. But now, and as we'll speak to the governor a little later, and we've spoken to others, but you are right up there with being laser-focused on ensuring that Selfridge remains viable.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a base that I served out, and when I was in the U.S. Navy Reserve, drilled out there, part of the CBs and others, but it's an important base for the country, and important for us here in Michigan. And we had two older platforms that were going away, the A-10s and the KC-136s, and so now we have the new state-of-the-art tanker. I was very involved in getting that. In fact, I actually held up the confirmation of the Secretary of the Air Force in order to get a decision on an aircraft when he brought in the tanker planes and committed to
no
doing
kidding.
That. So that was pretty important. And those are tankers that are going to be around for 50 years. You know, the KC-136s we have right now have been around for 50 years,
wow.
And we're going to have these new aircraft. And then we were able to then later get the fighter mission as well, of course, the F-15. So we have the state-of-the-art. But we're going to put a lot of money into it. It was great to have the state put in about $150 million for the runway construction. But the key thing about that, what that $150 million unlocks, is about $850 million of federal money that we've been working to bring
right.
in. So you're going to have $1 billion invested in that base. It was interesting. One of the leading Air Force generals was before my committee, the Armed Services Committee,
mm-hmm.
about 2 weeks ago. And he said on the record, they don't like making statements like this, but he said on the record, he said, when I talked about Selfridge and the billion-dollar investment and what we're going to be doing with these new platforms, he actually said, quote, he goes, you know, Selfridge is going to be the finest Air National Guard base in the entire country.
Wow. On the record.
On the record, yeah. And then there was another meeting with the Secretary of the Air Force, and I brought it up again. He said, I didn't say that, did I? And the general said, no, I'm the one that said that. Because you got to be a little careful about that, because you have another 49 states that may not be happy. And I
right.
want to be a little careful that, too, because I have other members of the armed services that would like to have those resources going into their state.
Sure.
You know, it's a battle among 50 states every day in the U.S. Senate.
You and I had different views. We both knew that we needed another bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've had 10 years, from what I can recall, 10 years of support for the Gordie Howe Bridge project. Now, I just, because he's Lebanese, probably, the Maroon family, and because they built the bridge before, they've had experience. When this came up, I said, well, let the Maroons just build another bridge. Why does the state want to take on the responsibility to do something we've never done? And we could still argue one way or another. Now we can't get the damn thing open because of politics.
Right. Yeah, I've been really involved from day one. In fact, I got the first federal money for the bridge for the Customs Plaza through the work I do in Homeland Security. Because if you have an international bridge, you got to have a plaza.
You got
to have all the customs folks, and we're going to continue to work in that area. But it's ready to go. There's politics involved. But it's important to remember that the state is part of that bridge, but it was completely funded by the Canadians. It's a huge investment that was made. It was not popular with the Canadian politicians because the Canadians were saying, why are we paying for this, whole freight on this bridge going to the United States?
Right.
And what was really interesting, I don't think most people realize, even though I was able to get funding for the Customs Plaza, most of the funding was actually paid for by the Canadians. To have the Canadians actually pay for a U.S. government facility
Don't remind them.
I know.
They'll forget that.
That was really controversial in Canada again. So I think we got a pretty good deal.
I hope that turns out to be the case. And eventually I hope we start collecting some of the money.
Oh, we will.
Yeah. For a long time, it has to go back to paying them back.
They fronted all the money, so it's a business deal.
Gary Peters with us, Congressman Gary Peters, in his final term by his choice. A champion for the Great Lakes, fighter for Michigan's workers. You stand up for veterans. You've done an awful lot, Gary. Well, I mean, Congressman. Oh, boy, I shouldn't have called you by your first name. I try not to do that.
That's fine.
That. This goes all the way back to John Dingell.
Yeah.
I'd say, Congressman Dingell. He goes, Paul W., my name is John.
Yeah.
No, sir, it's Congressman.
Yeah, you can call me Gary. That's fine.
When you're done, I'll still call you Congressman Peters. But anyway, you've done all of those things I just mentioned.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, and I take pride. You know, the last three Congresses, I've had more standalone bills passed than any other United States senator. And
wow.
Including when Donald Trump in his first term, first time a senator that I looked at, the first time a minority member had the most bills signed with a president of the opposite party in over 50 years.
And I said congressman, I mean senator, of course. But you've got just some time left. You're not gone yet. What's on your list? What couple of things are important to you to finish up with?
Well, one of the most important things, especially as we're sitting here looking out at the glory of our Great Lakes, is that we need to really reauthorize the Great Lakes Restoration Fund. This is a fund that's been used to provide cleanup for a lot of sites, especially old toxic sites that from our industrial era, they're leaching chemicals into the lakes. We want to clean all those up.
Sure.
It's been successful helping local communities all throughout the Great Lakes Basin. But that law actually expires this year, and that money expires this year. So I'm working. I'm the sponsor of it. I chair the Great Lakes Caucus in the Senate. We got to get that passed. This is about keeping these waters clean for future generations. We know it works, but it's going to be a challenge given the environment that we're in from an appropriations perspective and a lot of demands for money. But we got to convince, I'm confident, convince the people not just who live around the Great Lakes, but the Great Lakes is an asset for the entire country, if not the entire world.
Of course.
We have to put federal money in to make sure we're keeping them clean.
And finally, Senator, I hope for you the ability to, before you're done, run through the tape, if you will.
Absolutely.
On Selfridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll definitely keep running in. In fact, you know, I've been pushing and will continue to work. I think there's another program we can get there. These are collaborative combat aircraft. This really represents the future of the Air Force. These are airplanes that don't have pilots. They're uncrewed. They're controlled by someone away from the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Those can actually be coordinated with the KC-46s. This would be a big win for Selfridge. I'm working very hard to bring in that platform as well. And then you're definitely at the very cutting edge of where the Air Force is going to be. And I believe that can be at Selfridge, and I'm going to work towards it to make it happen.
God bless you, Senator, and we will forever remember this gathering up here, and you fitting perfectly the theme, a quest for common ground.
Absolutely.
Since I've known you, you've done that.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to keep working in some other capacity to keep finding common ground because we have to do it.
You haven't said what you're going to do when you leave.
Not yet. No, not yet.
You'll call us, won't you?
Future show.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that. The Senator Gary Peters, who's done a tremendous job and has really worked with everybody that was willing to work to actually get things done. And we appreciate that, sir.
Thank you, Paul W.
We continue in Focus, Mackinac Island, Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. Stay with us.